So polls have opened in Brazil in elections widely seen as the most important since the restoration of democracy in the 1980s. The former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, seen here, has cast his vote. He's running to lead the country once again and has been polling ahead of incumbent Jair Bolsonaro by double digits. And the president, Bolsonaro, cast his vote in Rio de Janeiro. He told journalists that he's confident he will win. Around 156 million people are eligible to cast their ballots. That's the largest electorate in Brazil's history. Here's Cyril Vanier with a viewer's guide to the election.
Lula da Silva, Jair Bolsonaro, champion of the working class versus anti-establishment populist. Two very different visions for Brazil. So here's what you need to know. Lula's story is an integral part of his appeal to voters. A metal worker turned union leader who goes on to make history as a two-time president. A man of the people leading one of the world's most unequal countries.
I lived in a room and kitchen with 13 people, so I'm aware of what the population is going through.
His signature achievement, social programs that lift tens of millions of people out of poverty, expand access to health care and education. And he can also point to a strong economic record. Take a look at Brazil's GDP at the end of his presidency. 7.5% annual growth in 2010. Enviable. Lula leaves office with a remarkable 80% approval rating. Those are the days when Barack Obama refers to him as the most popular politician on earth. Today, Lula is trying to rekindle that magic. Lula 2.0, if you will. But in the years since he left office, his reputation has taken a major blow. Many now associate Lula's presidency with widespread corruption. He himself was imprisoned for taking a bribe, though he maintained his innocence and the conviction was eventually overturned. What about the incumbent, President Bolsonaro? He's charismatic too, a far-right authority figure who promises to dismantle the left's legacy. He has a loyal base of supporters, particularly among evangelical Christians. Here's our Latin America editor, Lucia Newman, reporting on Bolsonaro and the Christian right in São Paulo.